Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Provost Bob Lewin, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on WCHL. In his work at the UNC School of Social Work, Paul Lanier develops and evaluates evidence-based programs that create a positive impact on parenting. He strives to ensure parents, especially new fathers, have access to tools, skills, and services they need to be successful.
Dr. Lanier first worked with adolescents and young adults with severe mental health and substance use issues in his native North Carolina.
I got to know hundreds of these youth from across our state, and many of them shared stories with me about their experiences with their parents or with the foster care system. And most of the services that we provided focused on the kids' behaviors and not as much about the adults responsible for them. The system seemed to be designed to wait until things got really bad instead of going upstream and working with the families earlier. My research focuses mainly on promoting child well-being and children's mental health. I try to make the connection between investing early in childhood and the benefits to children as they become adults later in life. So I'm really interested in child maltreatment prevention, child abuse prevention. So we work with programs across the state that help parents to properly care for, discipline, and raise their children using practices to best promote child development. I also think a lot about what we can do as a community and as society to make it easier to be an effective and loving parent. All my work currently is in North Carolina for the most part. It's a really exciting time. Governor Cooper and his administration just recently released the North Carolina Early Childhood Action Plan. So we've been working with the State Department of Health and Human Services to bring this plan to fruition. We have good programs in pockets of our state, things like home visiting programs, which involve bringing trained professionals to work with pregnant women and new parents in their homes. We also have some skills-based parenting programs. So we're trying to make these programs more inclusive and develop a statewide vision and plan for these programs in North Carolina. So working with the Division of Public Health, North Carolina Smart Start, and UNC Chapel Hill, it's kind of the three main groups planning and leading these efforts to build systems and an infrastructure across North Carolina to focus on workforce development, governance, issues like that to really make a system work well.
Dr. Lanier says North Carolina has problems, but is already far ahead of many other states.
The state overall has always had a very strong focus on early childhood. Our Smart Start program and system is a model for other states and really seen as kind of like the national leader in early childhood. So I think we have a strong reputation to build on. There's always work to be done. Of course, you know, we're a large and diverse state with rural areas and urban areas, and a big focus on letting local communities kind of decide what the right programs are for their communities, and just trying to help lift up, you know, really good examples of best practices and make sure that they're spread equally across the state. Ideally, you would have several options in a community where a parent could sit down and someone with training about the different programs could talk the parent through the different areas of focus and what might fit best with the things that they want to strengthen, and then help the parents pick the program that's right for them. Maybe it's something more intensive, maybe it's something that's a lighter touch, but really focus on the individual needs of the families. We've got a number of programs to talk about. A couple of our bigger ones in the state that are widespread, one would be the Nurse Family Partnership, and the other being Parents as Teachers. Nurse Family Partnership was designed to focus on health, reaching health milestones for the infant and the mothers, things like breastfeeding and proper nutrition. So a nurse will come to the home and visit regularly up until the child's about 3 years old, doing basic health and wellness, and also focusing on parenting practices like safety, baby-proofing your house, infant CPR, all the things that parents may not kind of instinctively know about caring for a new child. So the program focuses on first-time moms for that reason. They'll also work with the mother on making a plan about going back to school, getting a job, birth planning. So it's pretty holistic to try to help out the mom and the baby really be successful in those first years. Parents as Teachers, on the other hand, focuses more on early learning, as the name kind of implies, thinking about the parent as being the first and most important teacher in someone's educational experience. How can a parent support positive development and prepare the child for preschool and ultimately kindergarten and grade school? You know, we think this starts really early. Teaching parents about reading to their children, how to get on the same level and interact with them and play with them in a way that supports positive development.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on WCHL On Demand or visit unc.edu.